February 19th. Motzai Shabbos Parshas Tisave, Toshin Sabahay. The subject for this evening I'd like to discuss, Bez Hashem, is the topic of Hadlakas Neiros. Hadlakas Neiros on Shabbos a little bit, and then specifically Hadlakas Neiros of Yom Tov. I think that Hilchos Yom Tov, at least in some places, is a somewhat neglected area of study. I think when we come up to Yom Tov, so people tend to focus on the specifics of the Yom Tov, or Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, and so on. So sometimes in the basic halachas Yom Tov, we don't always review. So we'll take the opportunity, Bez Hashem, this evening to discuss at least one aspect. We have said that this morning, Parshas Tetzaveh begins the opening pasuk. It's Parak Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav. The opening words of Ata Tetzaveh. So the Bala Turin writes the word Tetzaveh begematria Noshim Tziva. The word Tetzaveh adds up in gematria to the phrase Noshim Tziva. Says the Bala Turin, Remez Bahadlokas Haner LeNoshim Chol B'Shabbos. This pasuk is a remez. The beginning of our Seder talks about the Hadlokas Neiros of the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis Hamikdash. It's one of the sources for that mitzvah. But the Bala Turin says that there's a remez here, the idea of women lighting candles for Shabbos. And later on a subsequent phrase in the pasuk, the last two words of the pasuk, halos ner tamid, the Bala Turin is again says ner tamid, begematria b'shabbos. So again, there's a remez to the sukkim in terms of hadlokas neiros of the mishkan and the mikdash that connects it to hadlokas neiros for Shabbos. Beyond the remez in terms of gematria, the Bala Turin points out the truth is that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph, in the beginning of the parak that we read the Mishnayos of on Friday night, the parak by Nehemiah Blikin. So the Gemara at the beginning of that parak on Daf Chof Aleph Mer Aleph, at the bottom of the page, actually quotes the pasuk from our Sedra to learn a halacha, or actually a series of halachas that relate to what types of oils and wicks may be used for Neiros of Shabbos, and compares it to the type of oils and wicks that can be used in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara has towards the bottom of the page, Tani Rami Bachoma Pesilos Usmanim Shamu Chachom Ein Madlikin Bohem B'Shabbos Ein Madlikin Bohem B'Mikdash. How do we know? Mishum Shenemar Lahalos Ner Tomid. The pasuk again, our pasuk, the first pasuk of our Sedra Tetzaveh, the Gemara says that pasuk is a mocker for the idea that whatever types of wicks and oils, and that's the theme of the first several Mishnayos in Perek Bar Madlikin, that's what the words mean, Bar Madlikin Omein Madlikin, right? So it tells you which different types of things can, what type of wicks and what type of oils can be used. The Gemara explains, really that's the theme of this second Perek of Shabbos, that certain types of oils are no good because it smells bad, or the light doesn't really light properly, the wicks flicker, whatever. There are different kinds of rules. So the Gemara here has an equation and says that because of this phrase, Lahalos Ner Tomid, we have a parallel that's set up between what you can't use in the framework of the Mikdosh and the Mishkan and what you can't use on Shabbos. What exactly does it mean? The Gemara continues, Hu Tani Lo V'Hu Amar Lo. He quoted this, Rami Bar Chama quoted this drasha, and he explained it as well. Kedei shetehei shalheves ola me'alel. That's the word lehalos ner tamid. It's a strange word. What do you mean lehalos ner tamid? You're lighting a candle. What type of word lehalos? We have it later in the Chumash too, in the same drasha, behalosha. Behalosha sanero. So the word that's used in terms of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Mishkan, is the word lehalos. So what does that mean? It means it has to be able to burn by itself. It has to be a good quality type of lighting. And Rashi explains, "Who I'm along the forest, my Talmud, the Hechi Mashma Haikor." Right? How Rashi says that Zohar Bachom wants to explain how does this phrase, the Halos Ner Tamid, teach us anything about the type of oils and wicks that can be used? So it says that not. It says the Halos Ner Tamid Shetehei Ola Me'alel has to go by itself. Shetehei Shalos Ola Me'alel. The Lo Shetehei Ola Ayde Davacher says the Gemara, and Rashi explains. It's not something you'd always have to keep adjusting and fixing the flame because it's flickering and so on. So that's how we know from that pasuk there has to be a certain type of oil and a certain type of light. That's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. And again, the first three Mishnayos in the Perek give you the specifics. The Rambam brings down these halachas in Perek Hei of the Shabbos, starting in halacha Hei through Yud Aleph. The Rambam gives you the details. The Shulchan Aruch brings it as well. in our Chaim Siman Reish Samach Dalad, the first 10 sifrim, Siman Reish Samach Dalad, are which type of oils and wicks can be used for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. We're not going to go into those details right now, but I would see from the simple reading of the Gemara that these are exactly the types of oils and wicks that can't be used in the framework of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and that's exactly how the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tmidin Umusof and Halacha Tesvav. Call up Silas, so also Lahadlik Bahem Bishabis, also Lahadlik Bahem Bimikdash Bimanora, Shanama Lahalos near Tamid, Shetahay Shal Heves Ola Meir. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara, Lacha the Maisa, that that's exactly the same rules that apply to Neiris of Shabbos, apply to Neiris of the Mikdash in terms of the menorah. Stress the word menorah, because the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Dittik of the menorah, Mishum Dahosam, that's what they're talking about over there, but he says that if it happened to need candles for other purposes in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a cloudy day, it's dark or whatever, so other things you're allowed to use, other types of oils, just for the menorah. Okay, but that's how the Rambam passes. The truth is, though, if we think about it, we know, if you think about the Pesukim carefully, the Torah Tmim actually points this out, in Os Chof Ches, on our Pasuk, you know, the truth is that it's a little strange to be talking about the wicks and the oils that can't be used for Shabbos, also can't be used in the Mishkan. Because the truth of the matter is, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, only the first press, only certain types of oils can be used to begin with. It's very, very restrictive, so it's a little strange. The Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, Shabbos Av Chafalav, the Gemara says, whatever types of wicks and oils can't be used for Shabbos, also can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? Most of the oils can't be used. Even many oils. Many oils can be used. So the Artur Tzvi points out, though, he says, V'dah, this is the Nos Chof Ches, on our Pasuk, and beginning of the Tzavah, V'dah, ki benuscha shas ksav yad, v'chein betvus mishan, lesa lehamila u'shmonin. Some of the old manuscripts don't even have the word shmonin. It just says psilas, the type of wicks. But the shmonim, for sure, because the mirror gears is unachonis in the Torah. Mishum the shmonim ain't tzorch lilmot milahalos. You don't have to have a special drosha to teach what type of oils, because the hamafurish ksiv, shemen zay zoch. The pasuk says it has to be only shemen zay zoch, right? The mirror gears drabim alosh, and even the song of Gemara, right? You will like so with the Rabbi Zir is saying, psilas the shmonim, shomach chacham, ain't my likam, mishabas, ain't my gemara, machanaka. You know, the Gemara draws the equation there. Chanaka talking about psilas. So, shigur delishna was just an expression that people used. But,
Malik of Shabbos,
Okay, here she is, they only use seven times. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's what the Torah Tzvi points out. The truth is, I noticed that if you look in the Rabbeinu Hananel on the page there in Shabbos Chaval of Anal, Rabbeinu Hananel presents the sugya, it says, Tana Rabban Kol Elu She'omru Chachom Ein Madlik Ben Shabbos Mishum Psul Psilos. He only talks about the psilos. It could be that Hitaka had this old version. Okay. Anyway, that is the din that in terms of oil. So we know, just to clarify, that the halacha, no pun intended, the Rambam in the Hilchos Yisur HaMizbeach. Those who want to look it up, at the very end of Hilchos Yisur HaMizbeach, Perek Zayin, it's halacha. A yud really, but it flows back to what he said in no pun intended. It goes back to what he said in Halacha Ches, that how you manufacture the oil, and he goes ain kosher l'menorah el rishon revi yishri, certain way it has to be pressed and so on. So in any event, the Gemara draws this equation. I don't have to spend that much time on it. The Gemara draws this equation between the neiros that are used in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, neiros are used for Shabbos. So it's certainly, and we have said the Balaturim at the beginning of the Sedra. So we within our right certainly to look into some yanim relating to halachas neiros of Shabbos. And I said specifically I'd like to look into halachas neiros of Yom Tov. In terms of Shabbos, the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, on the Chof Hayam at Beis, in that same parak, a little later in that same parak, the Gemara makes the following statement. The Omer of Nachman bar Rav Zabda, the Amalei Omer of Nachman bar Rova, Omer Rav, Hadlokos Ner B'Shabbos Chovo. Hadlokos Ner, benching licht, having a candle lighting on Shabbos is an obligation. And Rashi explains what exactly is the nature of the obligation. Chova, Rashi says, Kvod Shabbos. It's a form of covet for Shabbos. It's an honor for Shabbos. Why? She'ein su'uda chashuva el mokom or. When you have a chashuva su'uda, so it lights. You know, you go to a, I don't know, today sometimes you go to dinner, like if they dim the lights. But at least in Rashi's understanding, you know, you have a fancy banquet or something like that. So you don't have a chashuva su'uda without light. Okay, should be light. Like makes it like day. Okay, of course, the more in the end of Yuma, and the Hey, The Gemara is there. The Gemara says there that the difference in a blind, when a person doesn't see his food, he doesn't enjoy it as much. Enough.
Food is the only.
That's very interesting. But that's what Rashi says. We don't have to look at in great detail now, but that's Rashi's lashon, that the special meal is only with food, with light. Tosis. Again, Rashi's lashon kvod Shabbos. Tosis there again. Chav Hamabay says hadlokas ner b'Shabbos chov appears b'makom suda. The chov who sheyiso b'makom aner mishum onik. Tosis says it's mishum onik. Okay, Rashi says kvod Shabbos and Tosis says oneg. Okay, so that's possible machlokas Rashi and Tosis. What the emphasis is it a kvod Shabbos, is it an oneg Shabbos, and we'll make reference to one thing shortly about what the difference is in kvod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. What's interesting is that the Rambam seems to say both, because the Rambam writes in Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Perek Hay Halacha Aleph. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos ena reshus imrotz amadlik imrotz ena madlik. It's not optional. If you want to light, you can light. You don't have to light. V'lo mitzvah. It's also not a full-fledged mitzvah in the sense she'ena chayv lirdof acharei hashia asena. Not the full-fledged mitzvah. We're not going to go into the difference between mitzvah and chova. Ela chova, it's a chova. Then he says the echad anoshim, the echad noshim chayoven lios v'botean ner dolak b'Shabbos. Men, women. I think he's coming here to be mostly from the common misconceptions. Somehow a woman's mitzvah. Our practice is the women light it. But let's say there are only men living in the house, or if the wife's away, or the boy's living somewhere in an apartment or somewhere, over by mitzvah, certainly have to light. Echad anoshim, echad noshim chayoven lios v'botean ner dolak b'Shabbos. Afilo ein lo mayochol shol apsochem v'lokeach shemen umadlik es haner. Shazer bichlal oneg Shabbos. So now I'm here in Parakei Vekos Shabbos Lach Aleph writes, it's bichlal oneg Shabbos. It contributes to the joy, the enjoyment, the pleasure that a person feels on Shabbos. I mean, he says bichayv levarakol malaka brochas shemakim alama shekos Shabbos olos alahadik nesho Shabbos kederos levarakol kol avram shuchayv emet yivay sofen. Right, the mitzvah is abundant, sure, but just like we make a bracha on Megillah and on Hanukkah and on Hills of Diamond and on other things that are abundant, the Ram says here too, we make a bracha even also in the abundant. But for our purpose now, what I want to emphasize is should Umadlik is Haner Shazeb Bechlal Oneg Shabbos. That's in Parakei of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph. However, later on at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in the Parak Lamed Halacha Hay, the Rambam writes, Mesader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos. Even if you're not that hungry, you're supposed to set a very full and a beautiful looking table on Shabbos. That's a different problem. I'll mark it not for now. But he says, so you can demonstrate proper honor for Shabbos both upon its entry and upon its departure. You also have to fix up the house, make the house look nice as a sign of Kvod HaShabbos. The Yiyan Ner Dolok, there should be candles lit. The shulchan aruch and the table set lechol to eat from mita mutzas. The bed is made shakol elu lechvot Shabbos hain. So in Parakei the Rambam said the hedlokas neiris is dinam oneg Shabbos. Here in Parak Lamed the Rambam said that all of this, including lighting candles, is covered Shabbos. So this is I'm sorry. So this is the spirit, so to speak, within the Rambam. It's not the partial answer is in a way it's both. And that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simon Reis Tamach Gimel. He points out this problem with the Rambam. The Sif Aleph starts with the cross of Rambam, Reish Perik, Hey, I'd love this name of Shabbos. And so he quotes in the Rambam. Then Aruch HaBeis, he writes, Sif Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan writes again in Simon Reis Tamach Gimel, Aruch HaYim. The Rambam Atzma Perik Lam, and Chosh, I'd love this name of Shabbos. And he quotes to the Rambam and says over there. So he said, it seems to me that Tzalek Roma did Travayos new. They're both like this. In the room where you're eating, so in that sort of family is that covered Shabbos. That's the honor of the Shabbos. But the fact is, you have to have lights in other rooms too. Again, in those days, everything was candles, right? The fact you have candles throughout the rest of the house, have an onik Shabbos. Why? So you cost your body hustle shop. There's two different things here. What's the idea of enjoying Shabbos? If people are going to be walking around the house tripping because you can't see, because you can't open, you can't turn on any light, any candles on Shabbos, turn on the light, so that the Shabbos is going to be a day that people dread. You know, this is the day we got to poke around in the dark. You know, so who enjoys that? So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, when we're talking about the table and the, you know, the festive Shabbos atmosphere, so to speak, that's common Shabbos. Have a beautiful table and candles lit. It adds to the enhancement of you know, the honor of Shabbos. But the idea that a person's sort of moment-to-moment conduct should be pleasant on Shabbos as well, that's the idea of owning Shabbos. And that's how Aruch HaShulchan resolves the problem. Yeah.
The very nature of owning Shabbos is kavod Shabbos. Not doing it if you do it only for your personal pleasure.
Yes, it all relates.
Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you
that's true.
Rosh Hashanah is owning? Because it's part of
okay, that's true. In general, I think, by the way, the way you just said it, I think it may be the Prima Gaudin. The Prima Gaudin is in some Reish Samach Dalet, and in the you'll find it. That's the Vilna Gaon. We'll come to that. The Vilna Gaon interprets the Rambam like that. We'll get to that. I said, well, there's one comment I'll make about it. Again, you know, I don't want to go now to great detail about the difference between Kavod and Oneg. I'm just, you know, but it's an important horror. We'll see the Vilna Gaon shortly. So in the Mishpat Zozov, the Prima Gaon of the Mishpat Zozov, in Simon Reis Tamach Dalet, in the middle of Sivkot Malaf, he says very simply, he says, the Hadlokas Haner, Michlal HaKavod VeHaOnegu. Because what you're saying, the whole... Either we enjoy Shabbos, we're mechabed Shabbos, so we enjoy Shabbos. We enjoy Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you know, that's special. So I think that, you know, the seer is not really a, you know, would call a, you know, tremendous, you know, contradiction within the Rambam. That's what HaShulchan said, the Prima Gaudim said. Prima Gaudim is not coming to resolve the Rambam, but he comes out the same way. There's a din of Kavod, and Oneg, and Hadlokas Neiros contributes to both. Good. That's that. There is another element, though, that is worth mentioning, and Aruch HaShulchan already hinted to it, and that's a different Gemara in Shabbos, the Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses the following. The Gemara is talking about a poor person who doesn't have enough money to buy oil or candles, and it's Hanukkah, so the Gemara has the question, their base over their Hanukkah. Okay, let's say he has either candles for his house or candles for Hanukkah. He doesn't have both. Right, so the Gemara says ner beso odif. So the guy should say, now what does ner beso mean? So Rashi learns, there are different ways to learn it. But Rashi, and that's what we're focused on now, Rashi, but there are also ner beso and ner Chanukah. Rashi writes ner beso b'Shabbos v'hu ani. Right, it's talking about Shabbos. He's a poor person v'hu ani. The Ainlo Kidei Likno Semen Mustain Nelos. He doesn't have enough money to buy oil for two candles. So it's Hanukkah, Shabbos Hanukkah. So the guy's going to do one thing or the other. Either he's going to light the Shabbos candles. Again, that's how Rashi learns it. Either he's going to light Shabbos candles or he's going to light Hanukkah candles. So the Gemara Paskins that Pshita, Amarava Pshita Li, Ner Beso, but Ner Hanukkah, Ner Beso, Adif. Why? Mishum Shalom Beso. Shalom Bayis, famous Shalom Bayis. Rashi, Shalom Beso. All right, that's a further question. Hanukkah has supposed to have benefits from the law or whatever. But we're not going into all that now. I'm just showing you that there's this other element we've been speaking until now about the candles representing Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. There's another element which relates, obviously, and that's the opinion that the Gemara brings here in Shabbos of Gimel and Beis of Shalom Bayis. So the Rashi writes, on Shalom Beis of a Hachamin Lekamon, he tells us to flip back to Chav Hayim and Beis, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Echa, a pasuk in Megillas Echa. It says, "Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi Nashisi Tova." The pasuk in Echa is in Paragimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, "Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi Nashisi Tova." My Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi Amar Bavozu Adlokus Ner B'Shabbos. And we don't have Adlokus Ner B'Shabbos. It is a lack of Shalom. That's the simple reading of the Gemara there on Chav Hayim and Beis. So Rashi back on Chav Gimel and Beis says, quoting this later Gemara, he says, "V'achar aminu lekama matizak l'shom nafshi zu adlokas ner b'Shabbos shebnei beso mitzar in leishay b'choshech." Like I said before, it's unpleasant for people the whole Friday evening. It's right in the winter time. You come home and it's 4:30 and it's dark. You don't have electric lights. You don't have candles. So people are sitting in the dark all evening. It's terribly unpleasant. So this, you know, and then people get grouchy and then they insult each other. Whatever, it becomes an unpleasant experience. So this is another element.
The tzar and the grouchiness. If you're lacking oneg in itself,
right? That's what I'm saying. It seems to be worse. Yeah, that's what I think. See, what's interesting is that
we don't get the worst, and we already have the.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
So let's say everybody's there's a very well trained psychologist. They never complain.
If
you're missing oneg, then you're missing oneg. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What if you sit by yourself? Live by yourself.
Right, don't care.
Your last
all right, that's true. But this, I guess, because for the family, makes matters worse. Okay? It's interesting that the Rashi on Chof Hayamid Beis, which is an interesting ha'ora from the Bach, And again, where is the emphasis here? I'm going to find the Rashi over there. Just a second. You see the Bach in Oz Gimel, Rashi over there, says Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Again, this is back on Chof Hamer Beis. Shalom Hoyol Malahadik U'Mokum Sheiner Ein Shalom Sheholech V'Nichshal V'Holech Bafeli. He'll trip and he'll go in the dark. The Bach had a girsa that it said he'll eat in the dark. So the Bach writes that the word V'Holech should be taken out of Rashi. Tevo Zeh Mochuk V'Nir B'Einas Hamachem V'Ochel. So that's the question. Is it, again, and it maybe relates to what you're saying, is it an inyan of the achilo, or is it an inyan of one's general conduct on Shabbos? Okay, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. But Mordechai, in the back of the sector, Mordechai and Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, in the pages of the Rif, the Mordechai writes, it's a simon reish tzadi dalad. He seems to stress that it's not a matter of the eating, but it's a general issue of people tripping and banging into each other and having a generally unpleasant time. He says that, simon reish tzadi dalad. He says, I can't find the exact quote now. Here it is. And so on. The whole idea of Ner Shabbos is that people shouldn't trip and bang into each other and so on, and it should be a pleasant enough evening. Okay, so the Nafkamina will be, I guess, and that's really what the Prima Gadim says elsewhere. The Prima Gadim is in the Eshal Avram now. It's in the same Simon, Reish Tzadi Gimel in Sivkot and Tes. The Prima Gadim here says an afkamina would be if somebody's eating somewhere else. Right? Let's say you're eating elsewhere, eating outside, or you're in a place where there's a little bit of light from somewhere else. We still have to have light in the house. If the emphasis is on the eating, okay, so then it doesn't make a difference. But the emphasis is on the general tzar in the house, so then you would. That's how the Prima Gadim points out again. Reish Tzadi Gimel. Okay, so in any event, all of this, you put all this together, what you come out with is that there is, of course, an inyan to have candles burning on Shabbos, the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and some Reish Tzadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, that you have to light, of course, you have to light Neir Shabbos, and the Hanoshim was hard for the Mishnah Mitzvahs were bias, okay, that's an obligation more on the women than the men, that's a different question, okay, that's a different question, not for tonight, but, and he says it elsewhere as well, and the Morgan Avram writes, Sif Katan, the Yud Gimel, he says, the Hadlokas Neir Chovah Mishum Shalom Bayesh, or he calls the aids of heaven. And furthermore, it has he mentions that is, and it's mentioned again the Chashu Shalom Bayis, Achila Below Achila, the Din of Shalom Bayis, even Below Achila. Fine. All of this is about Adlokas Neros when it comes to Shabbos. Okay. But what about Yom Tov? So Lechora. Now we'll come to the famous comment of the Vilna Gaon that Eli mentioned, alluded to before. Vilna Gaon actually in Hilchos Yom Tov. So the very end of Hilchos Yom Tov, it's Simon Tov Kuf Chof Tes in Orachayim, the Dibur Masul Shazehu. The first of all, read what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph again Simon Tov Kuf Chof Tes Mitzvahs Yom Tov Lechalko Chetzel Beis Hamedrash VeChetzel Achil Ushtia. That's the famous Chetzel Achem, Chetzel Hashem. Fine, okay. V'tzorech Lechavdo Ulaando Kemo B'Shabbos. Paskin the Shulchan Aruch that you have to have mechaber yontif and only yontif like on Shabbos. As long as not the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramor writes, and therefore it's also to eat in the afternoon to have an appetite. Many of the dinim that are applied Arab Shabbos applied Arab yontif as well. That's also part of covered. So on that phrase, Shazel Michlal covered, the Vilna Gaon writes the following in the Birah Gruah. Loshon Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, that's what you were alluding to before. He quotes the Rambam in Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. We read a later part, but at the beginning of Parak Lamed, the Rambam says, Arba Dvarim Nemar B'Shabbos Shnayim and Atarosh Shnayim and Dibrei Sofrim. They aim for Rosh Nayim and Nevi'im. There are four things about Shabbos that are stated in Tanakh, two things in the Torah, two things were explained by the Nevi'im. Zoch Shavatara Zoch of Shamor, Torah tells you Zoch of Shamor, by the Sinisparish, by the Nevi'im, Kavod V'Oneg. Shenemar Pasuk in Yeshaya. I think those who daven Nusach Sfar, some of those who daven Nusach Sfar, the Chassidim say this part of Kiddush, right? Those last Pesukim in Yeshaya, printed most of them. I don't know how many people do it, but okay, people probably do. It's a Haftar of Yom Kippur. I won't set a reason for that. But anyway, another thought. So the Karasol Shabbos Onay Vilakdosh Hashem Mechubad, Ezo Kabbat, etc., etc. So here's what the Vilna Gaon writes. Ratzo Lomar, what's the difference in Oneg and Oneg and Kavod? And again, that's not the Shia, but I'm just pointing it out. Oneg hu b'Shabbos atzmo. Oneg is what you do on Shabbos that enhances your observance of Shabbos. The Kavod hu, the Erev Shabbos. And Kavod is what you do beforehand to set up the pleasure on Shabbos. So the Kavod is everything in Erev Shabbos. That's how the Vilna Gaon points out. And anyway, so I bring this up because I really wanted to show you what it says in the Shohar, because it's a famous Gura, that's why I'm mentioning it, and you alluded to it before.
Have
covered on Shabbos? Probably not, but he said that already what you do is probably more in the category of owning. I mean, the question how far do you take it?
Certainly covered, because you can't
have owners, not Shabbos. But I don't know, he's asking like this, let's say you set the table for lunch, right, on a Shabbos morning.
On a three-piece suit,
right.
You're really not comfortable at all.
Anyway,
and you put your
it's a good arm.
That's called owning.
But that's the only goal. Okay, so anyway, that's the... So Lechora, on simple reading of that din in the Shulchan Aruch, Lechora, whatever applies to Shabbos applies to Yom Tov, and therefore, as we said before, from the Aruch HaShulchan, from the Prima Gadim, that, and then based on the Rambam, really, that Hadlokas Neris is both a din in Kavod and a din in Oneg, so Lechora, there should certainly be a requirement for Hadlokas Neris for Yom Tov, just as there is for Shabbos. Curiously enough, it doesn't appear anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. The Gemara never says openly that there's a requirement for to light candle on Yom Tov. Just an interesting fact. That's what it says. The Gemara never mentions that there is a din of covenant.
Said that covenant owning that does come from the Gemara.
I don't think those exact words come from the Gemara either. No.
So
no. No. So let's see. That's what we're talking about. So let's see. Where does the topic come? It's an interesting omission. So the Rambam. We said before. We read the Rambam before. The Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos begins, as we read before, by saying Hadlokas near b'Shabbos ain't a reshus and so on. It's an obligation, and everyone has to light. That's where he says it's b'chal onik. So how goes Maimonides on that? Rambam in Os Aleph writes v'chein b'yontif. Likewise on yontif, nagu lahadlik near. So that's his lashon. Then he says v'chein isur b'Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi, it's all bodily, but he quotes Yerushalmi, Perek HaMevi Kadayayim, and then Beitzah, Hamadli said, he quotes Yerushalmi, Hamadlik Ner, Biyantiv, Tzorach Levorach, Asher Kirishon, and Sobe, Sama, Hadlik Ner, Shayantiv. So he quotes, Agos Maimon is quoting a Yerushalmi that says, when you like, I look to say, Shayantiv, you have to make the bracha. Instead of Hadlik Ner, Shayantiv, you have Hadlik Ner, Shayantiv. Okay. Uber Perek HaRoah, and also in Perek HaRoah, they end the brachas, Yerushalmi, Garcinan, Lahadlik Ner, Lichvod Yantiv. There's another Girsan of Nusach Abraha, Lahadlik Ner Lechvod Yomtev, although he says, with the Kavasei B'Shabbos, Omer Lechvod Shabbos. It's not a difference in Shabbos and Yomtev. That Girsan Yishalmi, that Mandom and Yishalmi, says that both on Shabbos and on Yomtev, the Nusach is not Lahadlik Ner Shol Shabbos, or Lahadlik Ner Shol Yomtev, but Lahadlik Ner Lechvod Shabbos, or Lahadlik Ner Lechvod Yomtev. Fine. But be that as it may, you see that the source, now Julie is the source for the practice of lighting candle on Yantif, so that's the Yerushalmi. It's not the Bible, but it appears in the Yerushalmi. Okay, it wouldn't be the first thing.
So that's the Kavod Yantif and Kavod Yantif.
Yeah. That's the difference.
That's the Bible.
Yeah. It's still curious. It never mentions it openly. But that is the Agosman. It's not just Agosman. Money is others say it as well. The Mordechai that I was referring to earlier, again on the Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, on the pages of the Rif and Shabbos, in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalet, the Mordechai also writes that it's, where is it now? He also says the same thing is true on Yantiv. He quotes the beginning from Shabbos, he mentioned before, the Brachas Ahadik Nesha Shabbos, he won't trip, and the Shalom Bayis and all this. And Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chov, etc. And he writes, V'chein B'Yantiv. So Mordechai also says V'chein B'yantiv over there in Reish Tzadi Dalet, and earlier on the previous daf, Ayin Aleph and Aleph in the pages of the Rif, in the Reish Ayin Gimel, again Mordechai quotes again, Hamadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, Tzarech Levar Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, Bechein B'yantin Shal Yantin. So you have these Rishonim, Hagos Maimonis, and the Mordechai, and it's also in the Or Zeruah, and the Rav Yoh also brings it down. So many Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi this particular practice that we lighted on Yantin as well. So, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Reis Tamar Kimon Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Yud Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kishen Shabbos Mitzuvim Adlof Bisneiros Kimo Kain B'Yantin. Why? The Pshita, the Yantin, who's man Simcha, Ve'in Simcha Below, or Yantin is this big. And a different thing that may or may not apply in Shabbos, a different shiur with the Din of Simcha and Shabbos too, but Yantin is only Din of Simcha, and it's Ein Simcha Below, or V'lochein Tzricha Levorach Boruch Atah Shema Kerem Ach Vama Sher Kerem Shalom Sabo Sivon Lahadlik Ner Shul Shabbos Shabbos Shal Yantin V'ha Mordechai V'ha Zeruah V'ha Goz Maimonis Hei V'yu Zer V'Yushalmi. They all quote from Yushalmi, says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'ani Lo Matzosi Zer V'Yushalmi Shalafoneinu. I never found this in Yushalmi. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he never found it. I didn't try to look. So we're taking his word for it that it doesn't appear. Again, there are, you know, Rishalmis over the years, there were sections that were lost, etc. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that, what's that?
The Navardak edition.
The Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav in Navardak. So he says, he says, Ani lo matzasi zeh b'Yerushalmi shalafaneinu, and so on. So it doesn't appear, not only that, but in the Rav Yoh, so the Rav Yoh finds, it's a Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. This edition of the Rav Yoh with the footnotes on the bottom also says, he quotes in the Lefaneinu B'Yerushalmi Brachos Perkes, who based on Paradalad, Ein Remez Mizeh. So these Talmid Chachamim have demonstrated doesn't appear in our Yerushalmis. Okay, we'll take their word for it. Nevertheless, I mean, you know, all these Yerushalmim quoted, so that's the practice, yeah.
The idea that we say Ein Din Shabbos L'Yantin, is that strictly a Malacha issue? Or will
that's
we say we should learn something like this?
I'm not referring to Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, which says that there's really no difference between Shabbos and Yantin, except for Ochel Nefesh. But the fact is there are other things also. The answer is you can. You could. That's a different issue also. Okay, just what's interesting is that, again, it is striking that it's not in the Bavli, but these Rishalmi say it's in Rishalmi, and therefore we have a mitzvah of lighting candles on Yantav as well. The Aruch HaChaim from Aaron HaKohen of Lunil in the Hilchos Shabbos writes, actually it's Din HaBlokas near the Erev Shabbos. What? No, he says we do it. He's not arguing. He just said, I didn't find it in the Yerushalmi Lefaneinu, in our versions today, because things were lost over the years in Yerushalmi. So he just said, I guess he was looking for the, they quoted what Perek gets in the fourth Perek of Beitz and the ninth Perek of Brachos, and he looked through it, didn't find it. I'm admitting I didn't look through it. But I took the Aruch HaShulchan's word for it, and this person put out the Rav Yoh. So they looked through it, didn't find it. Okay. So it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not authoritative. Orchis Chaim, Rana Kono Nil, we're late, we want to be shown him, Fuchat the Rambam shortly, says in Dina Hadlokas Ner Barav Shabbos Os Aleph, he writes, the Yesh Omrin She'ein Mevorchin Klal B'Yantif. He says, there are those who say that while the meaning is we do light candles on Yantif, but not with a bracha. Again, we do it, of course, with a bracha. But the Orchis Chaim already quotes a practice that they didn't light with a bracha, but for a different reason. Why? He says, Lefi She'ein Bo Mishum Shalom Bias. There's no Shalom Bias aspect. Why? Shekol's Mancha Yisro Matlik on Yantif. You're allowed to light candles. So it's dark in the house and people are getting annoyed, so don't light a candle. That's on Shabbos, you have to do it before. That's why I said the Shalom Bias reason seems to be on top of covered owning. But it's an interesting practice that he quotes. Somewhere. But let's say it's in the kitchen or whatever, and everyone's sitting in this room and it's dark and everybody's depressed. So on Shabbos, you're stuck. That's why after Shabbos, you have to make sure to light candles before. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light candles in an existing flame, so go light a candle. So the whole Shalom Bias reason doesn't apply on Yom Tov. And therefore, he said there was this practice that some had not to light candles with a bracha on Erev Yom Tov. And the same appears in the Sefer Moshe of Zakenim, which is Chabad HaTosis. In Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perek Kav Dalet Pasuk Beis, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Lama Samach Neiros Lamoados. If you look in Parshas Emor, all the Yom Tovim I mentioned in Parshas Emor, that we lay on all the Yom Tovim, and then after that comes the mitzvah light the menorah. It's right after. He says, why is there a connection? Yesh Lama L'Lamei Chadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Mitzvah. Mikan Nodu Ashkenazim Levorach Aladlokas Ner B'Yom Tov Kemo B'Shabbos. Since in the Torah, in the Balei HaTosis, Since in the Torah, the law of lighting candles in the Chumash, and they're talking about lighting in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, but the concept of lighting candles is introduced in the Chumash immediately after all the Yom Tovim, that's where the Ashkenazim said this Tosus, and that's where the Ashkenazim get this practice to light with a bruch on Yom Tov, like on Shabbos. V'lo mistabel o nosenu shebetzorfas. But those of the Rabbanim in France said about that Tosus, don't think it's correct. V'lo mistabel, why the feel of the Shabbos, even on Shabbos, it's only a chol b'shem shalom bayis. It came beyond the Shechol HaHadlik, Ein Levorach, Ein Tzorach Shalom Bayis, it's on Lechach Pasuk, Ein Levorach on Eshem Yom Tov. You talk of following the practice now in the Noach HaShchaim and in the Moshe HaShchaim and the Baal HaTosus, that people had a practice, although they did light candles on Erev Yom Tov, they did not do so with the Bracha. Yeah.
In other words, you're saying that in Yom Tov, it only has a level of Minhag. That's how you have to...
So I was thinking a little differently. I was thinking like this. Covered the Oneg, you see, that's why I wanted to, when we brought in the Shalom Bayis aspect, I don't know if this is correct. I don't see anybody say this exactly. But, and I don't know why it should be. But Kavod V'Oneg, there are many things we do for Kavod V'Oneg. We don't make a special bracha on putting on new clothing. There are lots of different ways to Kavod V'Oneg, right. So that's what I'm saying. Kavod V'Oneg by itself may not be enough to generate a bracha. The Shalom Bayis aspect may be something extra. So you have to sit and think why. And I admit that I haven't worked it all out. But in other words, Kavod V'Oneg, you also set the table. You don't make a special bracha to set the table. You don't make a special bracha to eat, eat Shalosh Shudas or whatever. So why should Halakas Neiros get a special bracha? So maybe the Shalom Bayis is the extra thing that gives it the bracha. When it doesn't apply on Yom, it doesn't have a bracha. Just, you asked before about the Rambam, so the truth of the matter is, the Rambam doesn't bring anywhere either to light candles on Yom Tov. And therefore, the Taimanim, the Yemenites who tend to follow the Rambam, do not light candles on Yom Tov with a bracha. The Ravad Yosef has a tshuva in Yechaveh Das, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chav Zayin, Ha'im Tzrichos Hanoshim Lahadlik, I'm sorry, Simon Chav Zayin, Isha Meyotze Taiman, a woman from the Yemenite community, Shenoga Kisha Adosa B'chutzaretz, who followed their practice in Chutzaretz, Shalom Levorcha Adlokka Saneres B'lil Yantiv. They don't light on Yantiv. Now she comes to Eretz Yisrael and wants to know, should she keep the old minhag? Should she in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody does light with the bracha. So that's what the Yetshuva is about. And he quotes some of the Makoris, and of course many others, but he quotes from the Sephardic authorities. He says, Talmud, they shall Rambam his girl in their Shabbos Dapka. The Rambam never said anything about Neiros on Yantiv. So since Rambam doesn't say it, So then it's only Chayav and Shabbos, even though Gosmonis quotes it, okay, but the Rambam doesn't. Anyway, Rav Avadya Yosef goes on to say that since the person now lives in Eretz Yisrael, so she should. In other words, she should change her practice, that's what he says. Especially it's brought into the Shachar brings it. I mean, you know, the Shachar brings it with the Brach, we'll see in a second. Okay. Yeah, that's a further question. But he says, "V'chein roy l'chol yotzei kaman ling on a bezek kaminig eretz Yisrael ulevarach alavakas aner shiyotim." So that's what I just say. Plus, if I bring it up,
is that
not always. You have to figure out. That's a different shiur too.
So okay, but anyway, the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam is consistent with the Bavli.
Yeah.
According to Bavli, there's
you never brought that right. You don't make a bracha. Again,
there's not even a chiyuv to do the right. Right. Well, according to the Bavli and the Rambam.
The Shulchan Aruch, though, is, you know, with all due respect to all these other shitas, Shulchan Aruch says in Reis Sama Gimel Siv Hey, Kishiyad Likivarach Baruch Hashem Kenach Lama Asher Kitshon Tzav Zav Lahadlik Nesha Shabbos Echad Isha Echad Isha Gam Biyantiv Tzarech Levarach Lahadlik Nesha Yantiv. I mean, the Mechaber is clear, and you know, so Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. Yeah, okay. The assumption is you are, okay. Right, okay, but that's brought from the Yerushalmi by these Rishonim, and the Yosef Taiman always followed the Rambam, so they assumed that the Rambam didn't hold like that Rishonmi, I guess.
And it's not in the Bavli.
He didn't have that gear, so he didn't write like the Rosh Hashanah that he couldn't find it. Maybe the Rambam couldn't, although, alright, maybe the Rambam didn't, but even if he did, you could say the Rambam says it doesn't appear in the Bavli. Although the Rambam a lot of times does follow what's in the Yerushalmi, even the Bavli says otherwise. Okay, that's a different problem. But again, the Yudei Taiman, the Yosef Taiman followed, tended to try and follow everything, still do. I think everything the Rambam says. If Rav Yosef says on this, they should change once they're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but anyway, Lamaisa for us, there's no doubt. I mean, we light with a bracha, as it says, open in the Shohar. What I just want to focus on for the last few moments is really two dinim that are two very interesting dinim that are nugea very much halacha Lamaisa, one which was alluded to a moment ago.
That you don't have a solemn bias aspect on Yom Tov. that mean that it would change where you would like?
That's also possible, Nafkim. Okay, that could be. You're not here. Maybe. Maybe you only have to worry about it in the room you're eating. Maybe. Also, maybe. There is a one of the commentaries on the tour is called the Drisha. It's actually two, the Drisha and the Prisha. It's the same author. Okay. It was written by Rabbi Yeshua Falk Cohen, and the same person wrote the Miris Einayim, the Sma, which is one of the things printed on the side of the page in Ebenezer. So, in the Hakdama, written by one of the sons of the Sma, one of the sons of the Prisha, he wrote a Hakdama to his father's commentary. It's printed in this version of the Torah that I have. It's printed for some reason in the beginning of Yoreh Deh Chelek Beis. Why it appears there, that I don't know. It was up to the printers, I guess, where to stick it in. But it's a general kind of a Hakdama to the father's writing. It speaks all about the father's life and so on. Then he writes towards the end. Well, the Atzo B'Milin to conclude, Mi Yuchala Melahalos Al Seif Al Asapir Rov Godo Teferis Yorka Malos Ha Isha HaChashuva. I can't let my introduction to my father's commentary go out without mentioning the greatness of my mother, Aisha Chashua, Hagvira, Hatsnua, Bachasidu, Ayashora, Halohi, In, Moros, Harabonis, Moros, Bela, Bas, so and so and so forth. And she explains how knowledgeable she was in Torah and how big a Talmud Chacham that she was, so to speak. And it says that she spent many times in shul, many hours in shul. Ubiyoda Mafteach Ezos Hanoshim, she had the keys to the women's section of the shul. Shaisa Rishona Mi Boy Beis Haknesset, she was the first to come to shul. Vachrona Shachas Ubeis Achay Yitzis Om, she stayed there an hour or two afterwards and so on. Sheigmira Tvilosev, Tachner Vachar Tvil, Osom Napshul Shum Dover Betaylor, Ak Mechail Achail, Osekes Betorah, Parshal Shimei Shavua. In Pirush Rashi, Sharma Farsh Kidola, Chol Tamidei Avi Mori. All the Tamidei of my father know what a wonderful scholar and learned person that my mother was, and she always had the very Torah to say, and so on. Those who want to read about women studying should look this over. Then he writes, Habitu Na'uru'u, Esma Shehir Gisha B'Toz Hanashim B'Havlokas Haneris B'Yontav. She observed two mistakes that women tend to make when they bench Licht on Yontav. B'Tosu Mishtayim Ha'echod, Mashenoa goes Lidlok Neros Shal Shabbos Kimosh.
The piece of the rice and soup, talk about Behesi on his mother, it's very interesting. He compliments her. And now he admonishes her in public.
No. He's saying she admonished others. She figured out. No, I'm sorry. No, she figured out. She pointed out the errors that others made. The other people made a mistake. So listen to what he says. He says, they liked on Shabbos, the Hainu Shemad Likin Tchila, Haneros, Vacharkach, Mesim, and the Haneros, and Varcham, Abrochal, Haneros. What's his on? It goes quickly. The halacha is, generally speaking, by 99.9% of all mitzvahs, we make the bracha over lasi osman. I'm talking about Zion or Beis. You make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. So before we keep before the kishol, before Ner Chanukah, before Mikra Megillah, before putting on throne and talis, we always make the bracha before. On Shabbos, we have a problem. Okay, the problem is that according to some, the moment you say the bracha, that is, even against your will, an acceptance of Shabbos. You've now accepted Shabbos. So how can you go ahead and light the candle?
Not like anybody else.
But they're quoting the Bahag, right? It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the same sin, Reis Lama Gimel, Siv Yud. L'Bal HaLochus knows, Kevin Shilat Yash Shabbos, Chalal of Shabbos, Nesar Mlocha, and so on. And we extend it to the Bracha. Fine. We won't go into that in detail now. But that's our practice, at least among Ashkenazim. That is our practice, that when it comes to Neiros Shabbos, the women first light the candle, they do the act of lighting, and then they say the Bracha. And that's why the Ramah brings this down. In the end of Siv Yud, they say that, I'm sorry, that's about the Tanai, but the Ramah at the end of Sifhei, Ramah writes, Yesh Mishomer Shemavarchim Kodam Hadlaka. Some say you have to light before. It's Machokas. The Mordechai brings it fine. Ukadesh has. What about Ogalasiosim? Ukadesh Ogalasiosim Lo Yehena Mimenu Adlachar Bracha. Don't have any Hanofa. That's a little cover their eyes. Okay. Well, how? Why that works? That's not a problem. He says Umasimun Hayad Lifnei Aner Acha Adlaka. They put their hands in front. Okay, Mavarchim Bachakum Masalkan. Yeah, the Zemikri overlasiyosov Khaina min. It quotes from the Maharil, that's what we do. So that's what Ramos says. So that's a Shabbos problem, because if you hold, Ramos says we Ashkenazim Bachoshes that, if you hold that lighting candles baking the bracha is already an act of Kabbalah Shabbos, so then you can't go ahead until obviously light the candles. Therefore, that's one of the rare exceptions where we do the act of lighting first, and then we make the bracha afterwards. Okay, so to sort of make it a little bit over laseyosim, they cover their eyes, so you don't get any hanok from it, so it's a little bit still over laseyosim. What about on yontif? On yontif, there's no problem lighting the candle afterwards, because on yontif, if you have a lit candle, you can light a candle. So therefore, the wife of the preacher said, listen, he said, she said that this is the son of the preacher writing about his mother. So it's the wife of the preacher. So the wife of the preacher says, he quotes this Ramah that we mentioned before in the name of the Maharil, but he says when it comes to Yontif, so Hatinach, I'm skipping a little bit, but Hatinach Badlokas Haneiros L'Shabbos Shachra Brocha Osir Shu Badlokas. Abu Yontif Shemutav Adlik Haneiros Biyontif Asma Mutav Shenaseh Birchas Haneiros Kitikuna Lios HaBrocha Over LaSiyosim. On Yontif, there's absolutely no reason not to follow the usual rule of LaSiyosim. Somebody should make the Brocha before and then light when it comes to Yontif. Okay? You make the bracha first and then do the eye. Shabbos, we have this technical problem, so no choice. When it comes to yontif, you should do it first. That was the first thing that she said, and that was one of her times. The fact is, the Morgan Avraham, the Morgan Avraham brings this down in Sifkot Yud Beis, some Reish Samach Aleph, the Sifkot Reish Samach Gimel, Sifkot Yud Beis. He says himself, Sefer Adrisha, he quotes from his mother, fine. However, he says, "Avolein chachmal isha." He says that we don't have to rely on the wisdom of this woman. The low chilku chachamim. Okay, so sort of a low plug. If you do it on Yom Shabbos, you do it on Yontif as well. A low plug. However, with all due regard to the Maharav Rom, the note Yehuda on the side of the page, the dog on the Ravovitz says, "Excuse me, on this daiti hadini imo shel agos adrisha." Never mind. The wife of the adrisha is correct. Okay. And the Yomtiv Tavarah Pacharka Tadlik, on Yomtiv, you should make the bracha first. She's correct, the Mohan Avram is not correct. Okay, and he goes on to explain why. And he brings the, because the Mohan Avram wanted to bring a raya. Another area has to do with Tvilas Nida, where when a ger converts, the Gemara says he obviously can't make the bracha before he goes into the mikvah because he's not yet a Jew. So therefore, you have a low plug. What about when a woman goes to the mikvah? Or a man in the days, we kept in the Tumantara. So is it a low plug and so on? So that's the Mohan Avram said, make a low plug even though it doesn't apply. So he says the same thing here, we'll make a low plug with Avakas Nair. Said the Dogma Rav, it's different, because by Tefillah, it's a different Nusach HaBrocha. Our Tefillah Sakeh is a different Nusach. Right here, it's,
different Nusach HaBrocha.
Okay, wait a second. Just a second. There it's Allah Tefillah, it's the same Nusach. So that's why I make a low plug, I said it backwards. There it's a... it's the same nusach, so therefore if people get mixed up, but here it's a different nusach, and he brings a raya. He said, if you want to insist that it's a low plug, Morgan Avraham, so she said the same thing about Hanukkah candles. She also make a low plug in their Hanukkah, right? We don't do that. And that's the dogma Mervava, the Masik, the Chidor, and the Masik Brocha. Also, the Chidor and the Masik Brocha, the same Simon Reish Samach Gimel, also says Din Emes. He said the Din of the Prisha's wife is correct. He also agrees like the Navi Yehuda. And that is, I'd say, the, huh? Is that right? Okay, good. So we brought the Chidor, massive bracha. Okay, I don't have a toughness for effort tonight. But anyway, in terms of the regular poskim, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Mishnah Berurah says, he says, in Sifkot Chav Zion of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Deim Tavarach, make the bracha then light. Many Arachronims of Mishabura hold like we said before, like the brother, like the wife of the Prisha, and the Chayodin brings down and so on. The Mohan Aram is not a Das Yochim. Shukran Harav, just have to be honest, the Mohan Harav does say like the Mohan Aram in Sivzayin, he says it's a low plug. And therefore, the same reason. He says that we don't make a distinction, and he holds like the Morgan Avraham. But as the Mishnah Berurah says, the overwhelming majority feel that the more proper thing is like the wife of the brief preacher said. Again, if your wife is the other way, so you follow whatever the meaning of the family is. Because you, Morgan Avraham, is still someone with whom to be reckoned. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch says it like that. I think the Kitzur Aruch also says it. But most of the people in the Chayodim and most of the other posts say the other way. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan include as well. A good question. This is a mother when it comes to this. The second Taina, the second issue raised by the wife of the preacher was a different problem. So that's one issue of practical halachic nafkamina. Does she make the on Erev Yom Tov? Do you make the bracha before? And the pashtus says she's right. Over Lasi Yosin. So on Shabbos we stuck with a technicality. I should say that by the way, by the Sfaradim, they even on Shabbos they make the bracha before, because they're not worried that they don't follow that whole Baha'i, the whole idea. Okay, not worried about that whole thing. It's not kind of saying the bracha. It's not an act of Kabbalah Shabbos. So they always make the Rabbah Meshita is you make the bracha before lighting candles even on Shabbos. So then it's no problem. Okay. That might. In fact, the lights, you know, but right, you're becoming the eyes won't. Okay. All right. The other issue raised in this Hakdama to the writings of the Prisha. The second thing is Hashenis. I'm gonna find it. Just a moment. Atos Hasheni Mashenogos Hanoshim Lahadlik Near Central Yantav Achar Shispal Akol Arvis Vahar Yitzyosam Isaknes Lavesam Kodam Achila. The second mistake she finds people make is that women wait the second on Yantav night. Since there's no worry with 18 minutes with this, it's Yontif. So when the husbands come home right before Kiddush, they light the candles. So maybe an hour after Yontif started, they light the candles then. Okay? V'zeh eno nochom. Okay, so how do you know Yontif Shemesh Shal Goyis, the second night of Yontif? Okay, so it's a Sveika, you know, you're not allowed to light the candles. It's a problem of Achonol, that too is a tumult. But, you know, that she understands. Okay? That's not right to wait. Yosef told Medina Lahadlik and Erez Gam came Kodun Tulas Arvis. Arvis. Well, the Kabbalah Yantav Adokan Akol Kemosh Osnuk Mocharbis, Che Akol Muchon Miyad Bevon Vesaknes, Vesal Shulchan Orach, Maner Dolok, etc., etc. So that's the.
The way she's writing it, so yeah. You have to remind me that it's before the men come home. And that's before it gets dark.
Right, you know, maybe not after, or maybe...
If we're
going to
say Kavod, it should be before she...
It's hard to say, it's a question. I'm not sure how far you'd go. Anyway, he writes at the end of all this, that this is what, he said, and I heard after I got married, you know, I heard my mother told this to my wife, that that's what she should do, and so on. But here was the Aitish HaDin, Din Ima, B'Soda, Baruch HaTam, Aitish, and everything she said is right, that she was saying him on soul. So this is what he writes. Regarding his mother. Here already, there are those who agree, there are those who disagree on this. It may not be quite as unanimous. Here, the Be'er Heitev, in the end of Tavkuf Gimel, the Be'er Heitev agrees, and he says that, let me just find it, in Sivkot and Dalet, he says, Kozel Lavut, just a second, we're basically.
So again, the life is with her.
Right. The Neros Noagim Lahadik Mishachashach Afilu Kodim Baruchu. Because of, I'm not sure what that is. Sheyeshlu Noshim Lavaruch Kodim Alechosim Lavais Knesses. He quotes the minute they like before they go to shul, like on Erev Shabbat, even before they go to shul. Okay? And similarly, that is the practice that the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, of the life of the stipler, so in say Chelik Beis, the laws of Yontif, it's Amud Kuf, Os Aleph, Omerli, Morib Rabbi, Sefer Beis, Marna Chazon Ish, Hoyo Madlikin, Neros Be'er Yontif, Mib Od Yom, De La Kabbalah Sa Yontif. Even Erev Yontif, they're also light when it's still daytime. If Chain Omerli, Shagab Be'er Yontif, Makabi, and Lifne Ashkir, they would do it even before Shkir in the house of the Chazanish. Umadlikin based on Erez Mod Yom, Behosim, Shekain Tzorech Minogin. The Chazanish seemed to say that's what you have to do. Omnam, the Erev Yontif Loyom, not with Kolkach, Lahaktim, come over Erev Shabbos. You know, the Yerushalayim, and they brought some place they liked very, very early on Erev Shabbos. So that part, they didn't go to light really early, but they did light beforehand. However, others disagree with this. The Matbe Ephraim, while he quotes, he quotes that the people do it, this is in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei. Matthew Ephraim is on here on Hilchos Sukkos. Now he mentioned elsewhere too. He mentions in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Tov Kuf Tzadi Hei. He mentions that they should light candles Siv Yud. They should write Yesh Noshim Shemadlikim B'Knisas Alaya Kodem Alech LeBeisak Nesses. And others don't. He quotes them in Hagen. Here he says in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei Sif Lamed Gimel. He says Anoshim Adlikim Neres B'Sukkot. Fine. That's the Tomat Sukkos. That argument he sides on this side to make the bracha first. But if woman's minig is the other way, ain't limchos biyado, you have the other sheet to rely on, fine. Akvar nagu hanoshim rabo shelo lahadlik neros shoyantim ad achar b'yosan beisak nes lebeisam. The widespread meaning is that they wait till the husbands come home from shul, and v'vada yesh hamavarach tchila, but there you should certainly light it earlier. In other words, there, if you're already waiting till it's much later, then I'm saying you should make the bracha before. Then you should certainly make the bracha before. Okay? He prefers, again, the way that the wife of the preacher did it. Chassam Sofer, running out of time, Chassam Sofer, his Chedushim to Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, says it's a Raya, not that way, because, you know, Chassam Sofer says the other way. He says that they should. It's
only
a
very
not,
way.
You don't have to. It's totally okay.
I don't understand. What's Chassam Sofer's position?
He says you can wait till it's not a problem. Wait until it's gone.
And to make the brachah.
He doesn't. I don't think he says that issue. He says in on the Daf Chav Dalet, he says that for this issue the halacha is not like the wife of the.
It seems that those that wait till later would be more nogea to think that it has an Indian of some type of shalom bias issue. Waiting
till the husband comes back from shul, then be so mech on
anything else.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Then what's the
other reason for waiting then?
We don't know.
Restraint.
People talk kiddush. Again, I know, for example, I'm thinking of Simchas Torah night. A lot of times the women come to shul mincha time, you don't need about kavos, by the time they come home, it's 10 o'clock night or whatever, and they first light then. Although that's the other shame. That's the other shame.
If there is a reason, if before, then they'll get referred to be finished.
So I'll just mention.
There is a reason to say the show, by saying, even if you can't have it before,
the way
there
is.
Right. Maybe. I'll just point out that the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah in Siman Tov Pei Ches and Zakat and Zion, he quotes in the Shalom that it's even okay on Leil Sheni to light before going to shul. Because he said that's a tzorich, it's not a pramachon. He quotes it, even the second night you can light on. Anyway, here already, there are different customs. I still think that the widespread meaning around here is the women light the regular lichtbenchen time. I'm talking about the first night of Yom Tov. You know, like the wife, you know, like she says. But in any event, there are different practices. They wait till the wife doesn't come
in. They wait till they come back.
So there it is. I said, so here, I think here already, not everybody accepts the preacher. Let me just close with one thing just to bring to your attention. There is a tumult in the reaction, and there's a big tshuva about it, regarding the bracha of Shechayana on Neiros HaYantav. I think the more widespread practice is that women make Shechayana. Those nights you're supposed to say Shechayana. Then right after they lit like candles, they make Shechayana. So the question is, where's the Shechayana? We find Shechayana on the coast. They ever find Shechayana by lichtbenchen, by you know, just like we don't make a Shechayana when we build the sukkah, right? It's getting ready. Covered Shabbos, covered Yom Tov. So why? Where's the Shechayana? So the truth is, the Yaakov Emden has in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Zayin. He thinks that it's not really right. He says it's this place La'ara Al Minag Nashim Baruch Shechayana Adlokas Ne'ed Yom Tov. However, he says. You know, again, he says, "Chayei demar shemiyom amdi al daiti hagam kein davar tamu ve'enai v'rotzisi limchos b'ishti." I wanted to stop my wife from making shechel on those nights. Apal pichein v'rotzisi ma'isa v'nachti lo min haga hamuchsav b'yada. I guess he thought better of it, and he said, "Look, that's the way she came." And then the elf amate and the very quotes right. That's the real something. That's the real shalom bias. The whole thing is shalom bias, and they're going to tell your wife, "No, what you did, your father was wrong." It's not, you know, because then the elf amate says she was also descendant of Talmid Chacham. So he said, but really, he thinks the minig is not, is not really correct. So I'll close by pointing out that Mishnah Berurah cites this as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, writes, Be'ein tzorach levar zman al hadlaka. She doesn't have to. Miu, b'mokum shenogu, ein limchos b'yona. Shabur says that the place where that's the practice, you don't have to moch, and I think around here probably more women do say shechayana when they light candles than don't, even though it's questionable al p'yalocha, but again, probably al shalom bayis, people don't do it. Hagot v'vach.